Jerry Bader, Show 921. A reminder for you folks in the Green Bay area, it is your turn on Friday. Sheboygan on the 8th, Wausau on the 15th. And we're now this Friday at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay, Friday, 8:30 to 11, for families of children with cancer. I saw that, Jason. I saw that answer on Jeopardy, where Alex Trebek made fun of the Houston Astros. The answer, large valve to control fluids on an oil rig. What is it called? The Astros could have used one. You know what the answer was? What is a blowout preventer? Thank God they didn't say the Brewers. Well, they could have. They just as easily could have. And I didn't even get it right away. I'm like, what? Huh? Oh, blowout preventer. Yeah. So again, 8:30 to 11, Friday, downtown Green Bay. I don't know if it's this hour. Later in the show, we will be giving away the first, I have a half dozen copies of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, A Governor's Story. By the way, PolitiFact Wisconsin has done this whole Scott Walker's book edition of PolitiFact, and it cites most things as true, actually. The claims in here. You know, he's getting attacked for saying things that are false, for overstating how bad the protesters were, for this, that, and the other thing. We will be speaking with Scott Walker about this book Tuesday, and we will be giving away copies of it between now and then. Very, very good news for conservatives in Wisconsin. I have been telling you a lot about the new John Doe probe. The Wall Street Journal over the weekend broke a lot of information that nobody else had. And that is that some 30 conservative groups are being targeted. Allegedly, this John Doe, again, the product of Assistant District Attorney in Milwaukee County, Bruce Landgraf, who's on an obvious witch hunt. And they actually, the Wall Street Journal got somebody who's a target of a subpoena to talk. Under Wisconsin law, you're not supposed to do that. You could be jailed. But someone did, and it appears some 30 conservative groups are being targeted. Two things are going on here. One, they want the names of all the donors, because by law, those groups don't have to give their donors. But Landgraf, he wants all the donors' names. Two, this is an effort to do in Wisconsin in 2014 what the IRS did nationally in 2012. Now, the IRS attacked Tea Party groups with a blizzard of paperwork, which limited their ability to engage in the 2012 elections. And you can argue that that cost Mitt Romney the presidency. By the way, quick aside, did you see a new poll finally shows where the election today Romney would win? 49-ish, 45-ish, something like that. I don't know if I have that exactly right, but yeah. That's what happened in 2012, and that's what they're trying to do in 2014. They are trying to keep these, intimidate, using fear, intimidating these conservative groups from getting engaged in the elections in 2014. By the way, Democrats are already using this John Doe in fundraisers. See? It's not over. They're going to get Scott Walker yet. That's the other thing that Landgraf is trying to do here. Is engage the liberal base, whether he knows it or maybe it's not what he's trying to do, but that's what it's going to do. See, they're going to get all excited and hyperventilating. He's going to get Scott Walker yet. And they are. They're using it in fundraising. By the way, Gannett ran an AP version of the story the other day. I didn't get to this yesterday. Here's the headline that Gannett put over Scott Bauer's AP story. New details of Walker campaign criminal probe emerge. Now, what they used in the print edition of the Green Bay paper was much tamer than that. But that's what they used online. New details of Walker campaign criminal probe emerge. And here's the latest on this, and this is the good news. Court filings seek to stop John Doe probe into recall elections. Three unnamed people have asked the Wisconsin Court of Appeals to temporarily halt a secret investigation of campaign fundraising and spending during Wisconsin's recent recall elections. Madison attorney Dean Strang filed the five motions Thursday, according to online court records. The filings named Special Prosecutor Francis Schmitz and initially named retired Kenosha County Judge Barbara Kluka, who was originally in charge of the investigation. The filings were amended this week to reflect that the investigation is now being overseen by retired appeals court judge Gregory Peterson. Kluka has not said why she recused herself. Copies of the court records were not available because Strang has filed motions to seal the petitions and related records. The filings, called petitions for supervisory writs, are requests that higher courts review how the investigation is being conducted. Strang is seeking to stay the investigation and has also filed motions suggesting the matter be sent to the state Supreme Court. That's what he's trying to do here. He wants the state Supreme Court to look at what's really going on here. And did another judge just sign off on a fishing expedition or a witch hunt? Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Bruce Landgraf referred questions to Schmitz. Again, that's Schmitz is the special prosecutor, Fran Schmitz, who did not return calls. Sources have said the investigation, and then they pat themselves on the back, first disclosed by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has spread to at least five counties and is looking at whether such conservative groups as Wisconsin Club for Growth coordinated illegally with GOP candidates or others during the recall races. Strang filed his litigation just before Eric O'Keefe of the Wisconsin Club for Growth was quoted in a Wall Street Journal opinion piece saying he received a subpoena in October in the John Doe investigation. Wall Street Journal named an array of conservative organizations as being involved. We told you about all of that. Here is something, though, finally the Journal Sentinel raises. Motives question. What is not clear is why the secret investigation appears to be looking only at conservative groups. It's clear to me. And not labor unions or others who back Democrats in the recall elections. This has prompted some on the right to suggest that the probe is a partisan witch hunt. Let me correct them. This has prompted everybody on the right to suggest that this is a partisan witch hunt. There are dead Republicans who see this as a partisan witch hunt. They just can't speak anymore. They're dead. Otherwise, they would. James Bopp Jr., who has a national reputation for representing conservative clients in free speech and other political cases, said it was appropriate to have the prosecutors covered by a secrecy order, but not the subpoena recipients. That's the ridiculous thing. Once you're hit with a subpoena, you can't speak. And O'Keefe has put himself in danger here, legal danger, by speaking out. This is a very, very positive development. Because there's no doubt in my mind that Landgraf is on a witch hunt, fishing expedition, whatever you want to call it. And if you get this to the Supreme Court for their review, I don't think it's going to pass muster. And Democrats in the state are already orgasmic about this because they think Landgraf's going to get him this time. Going to get him this time. No, he's not, because there's nothing to get. And when you see that only one side is being targeted here, hopefully we'll get the entire story. It's 9:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.